Mothers line up with children waiting for immunizations. In another line, couples with newborns wait for pieces of paper certifying that their children were born in Thailand. The documents take the place of birth certificates that Thailand refuses to issue. These people are refugees, and in the eyes of the authorities here, they do not exist. But to Dr. Cynthia Mong, they do matter. For the refugees, the Maytau clinic she founded is a safe haven where miracles happen every day. Dr. Cynthia fled Burma in 1988 following an army crackdown on those who demonstrated for democracy and justice.
Actually, I was a demonstration group. And then when the military seized the power, people start disappear or missing or fled to the border. So I myself also decided to come to the border to continue struggling or working for political change.
In a two-room shack, she started doing amputations and delivering babies using instruments sterilized in a rice cooker. Dr. Cynthia lives in modest quarters next to the clinic. She could have immigrated to the West and be making a huge salary, but for Dr. Cynthia, this is a greater calling. The clinic trains volunteer medics who fan out into the ethnic Karand and other isolated areas of Burma. Some of the volunteers are former patients who, once desperate for help, are now the ones helping. It is they who embody Dr. Cynthia's vision.
We have to teach the young people or to feel not as a victim. Also, they are the people who can change or who can improve the situation.
Dr. Cynthia is reviled by Burma's military government. To the generals, she is a terrorist and an insurgent. To the thousands she treats and trains, she is a saint. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, on the Thai-Burma border.